Welcome to Game Changer World, live from the UCC Center in Los Angeles, California. I am B, co-host of the Game Changer World podcast, and John is here. He is on a secret location right now. We're going to be speaking with somebody performing tonight. Thank you all. We have a nice big crowd in here. We do have breaking news that we are going to be breaking here at hopefully at the top of the show here before lead in here. Yes, I can see you, Reed Harris. Clown, thank you guys. Yeah, so where's Brett? Brett will not be here right now. He is busy running the show and getting everything ready. But yeah, we have John here ready. So John is going to be speaking with our first guest. And let me just make sure. Sorry, you guys. We have already going on. It is a busy, packed show tonight. Casa, Casa, Frankie, breaking news. News is breaking. News will be breaking here. And here we go.
He's ready for you.
John, are you here? Can you hear me, John?
Oh, we're live at the UCC in LA. How are you doing tonight?
Hold on. We're had the wrong video here. Let's try again here. There we go. John, I got you here.
Hey, how you doing? We're live from the UCC in LA tonight.
We have Sam Stackhouse on the call with you. And yeah, go ahead, John. What does Sam have to say about tonight's matchup?
First of all, Sam, it's good to see you tonight, man.
Sir, it's good to see you too. Always good to see you.
Yeah, so you have a huge night tonight here. There's a cage match going on. There's a lot of bad blood here. How do you feel about this?
As good as you can. I got to go beat the shit out of my best friend, you know? So, you know, it's kind of one of those bittersweet type situations. This has gone way further than it ever needed to be. I don't know what the hell his problem is, but I'm going to fix it tonight. I'm going to tell you that right now.
And I was going to say, is there a possibility of Mrs. Stackhouse around, or are you keeping her away from all of this?
Hey, if anybody knows my wife, I can't keep her away from anything. So I didn't have her come out there in the I Quit match. You know, that was a shock to me as well. So we'll see. I can't guarantee anything.
And I don't know if it's been mentioned yet, but I believe the cage match opens the show tonight.
Yes, sir. They already got it up, and I was checking it out. It's a pretty beastie cage. It's a pretty beastie cage. I can't wait to rub Ethel's face across it.
Oh, dude, it's beautiful, man. That cage is awesome. You guys are really going to love it. We'll be kicking off here at 11 p.m. tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, take care.
Go get him, Sam. All right, everyone. And there is the breaking news. The opening matchup of GCW Homecoming LA will be KJ Orso versus Sam Stackhouse in the steel cage match. And yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Sam Stackhouse. I hope he's able to drag KJ's face across the metal on the steel cage. And there we go. It's going to be a very strong opening night to GCW's Homecoming in LA. And actually, I have a quick little video here. Guys, we know with the videos, hopefully the sound will play. If not, I apologize. Just enjoy the great work Ivan did. And just so you know, there is sound on there. I agree with you, Frank. All right, here's the video.
Big man out of the corner.
No!
A destroyer!
KJ Orso utilizing that duct tape.
Really wrapping him up. No.
Oh,
oh my God, just say I quit. It's okay.
I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Stop.
Stop.
Oh, come on.
Sam Stackhouse's wife.
Get out of here. Don't do it. No. Don't die. No.
You son of a bitch.
No. That's his wife.
KJ, stop. Please stop. No. KJ. I quit. Don't do it. Please don't do it. I quit.
Don't you dare!
No!
Character assassination to his wife. You cross the fucking line.
I should be standing here today as the GCW World world champion. Sam, I prepared for every single scenario. I knew you would get involved, so I took the fight directly to you. And I banked on Sam Stackhouse doing what Sam always does.
I'll start talking.
And that's finding a way to fuck up. But the only thing I didn't account for was that fucking bitch of a wife you got sticking her nose in my business. It is time to end this where it all started. September 20th, Los Angeles, California. Inside of a steel cage. And I will take your big ass out. Once and for all.
Don't let you destroy me with the blood that's through my veins. And I watched you just take it away.
And there it is, the opening match, Blood Feud, KJ versus Sam Stackhouse. And wow, it's going to be an interesting thing. Whoa, not here.
No. You want to talk? You want to talk all that shit online? But now, when a true genius steps within your midst, when I am bound and determined to end Sam Stackhouse here tonight, I want you to look me in my eyes and tell me you don't believe I'm going to do it.
I don't believe you're going to do it. Stackhouse is going to get his revenge, not only for himself, but for Chelsea tonight.
I mean, well, were we not already even, right? Let's just break this down one more time, right? He made a promise to me that he was going to make sure I never lost that mask, and he broke that promise. So what if I got even, and I came here, and I tased him, and I let know that me and him are done, that the man he used to know is dead, and I turned my sights to championship gold, and then he screws me over once with the JCW championship. We were already even. In my eyes, I was so far past Sam Stackhouse. Then I say, okay, you want to do this? Let's do it right. You want to be a thorn in my side? I will make you say I quit. A grown man, a man his size, should never be uttering those words to a man like me. But I am the smart man in the room, always. And what did I do? I found a way to do exactly what I said I was going to do. And he quit. And there, once again, it was over. It was even. And then I, again, turned my sights to the GCW World Championship this time. And he fucks me over again. So now I laid down the challenge. I said, let's do this right now. Finality right here. We're going to get it. I am going to beat him inside of a steel cage. If you thought the amount of blood he lost the first time was bad, just wait to see how covered that ring will be tonight.
So do you think Stackhouse, without Chelsea there, has any reason to quit against you?
Well, here's the great thing about tonight, right? We've already realized he's a coward. He's soft. He's a bitch. He's already quit. He's already quit verbally. Tonight, I make him quit in here. So whether I escape that cage and leave his big ass in there dripping blood, or if I pin him 1, 2, 3, it doesn't matter to me. Because way before that night in Dallas, Sam Stackhouse was already a quitter in my eyes.
Last question. Any chance you take the coward's way out and climb out of the steel cage and run away from Stackhouse?
What's the goal of the match? What's the goal of the match? To do what?
Goal is to win tonight.
Right?
But I think Stackhouse's goal is revenge.
Do I make any more money if I pin him instead of leaving the cage?
No.
No. No. See, again, smartest man in the room. I will enjoy the spoils of victory one way or another. Now, that doesn't mean I am going to take an easy way out. That doesn't mean I'm not going to rejoice in the fact that I'll leave that man in a bloody pulp. However, when the time is right, I will do what I always do best, and that's get the job done. And let's talk about this, right? Because he shows up at homecoming night one in Atlantic City. He screws me over, and then he jumps on a jet and leaves. And who was there the next day? Me, right? Last weekend, Detroit, Michigan. Who showed up to work? Me. The next day in Indianapolis. Who showed up to win again? Me. Sam Stackhouse, nowhere to be found because he's still been recovering from the ass whooping I gave him on July 12th. And so, why wait any longer? He's been dodging me for months. Let's get this started the right way. I don't want to wait to the end of the night. Let's do this to start the fucking show. I'm going to steal it just like I'm going to steal this victory. 1, 2, 3. The Sam Stackhouse KJ Orso saga ends tonight with my hand raised and making MLJ say your winner, KJ Orso. And then you can keep talking all that dumb shit on your podcast, but what you're going to have to start referring to me as the face of GCW.
Well, there you have it. KJ with some strong words and running right into the UCC Center to get ready for his match. Ishmael, you're welcome there. And yeah, should we get comfortable and back how we were going to sit originally? Yeah. Give us 1 second, guys. We are going to get situated real fast and hopefully no more run-ins from KJ or anyone else tonight. All right, John.
Whoa.
Thank you for taking this seat. That's who the seat was supposed to be for, was you, not KJ.
Dude, this is the hot seat tonight. I was really surprised about all that. This has been crazy. I went out and talked to Sam. I had no idea KJ was coming through the front on this one.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Clown. I try to handle that as best as possible. Did not expect that to be opening the night and did not expect KJ to come down and wreak his havoc of the Silver Tooth Savant. We have another busy card here tonight, as we had in Arizona last night. Let's pull up here the match card. So, first match of the night we know is Stackhouse versus KJ Orso. Anything you want to add on to that, since you were outside and I was getting belittled here by KJ?
Bro, I'm in shock. I didn't get screamed at, but I really felt fortunate we were able to just grab Sam for even just a couple minutes. I mean, I thought that was really fun. This is just a beautiful, humid night in LA. I don't think there's a better way to say it. Homecoming is just, the buzz has been intense right now. People, there's a long line waiting of people to come in. We're really looking forward to this. You took the brunt of it from KJ. Me and Sam was just all, you know, lollipops and butterflies. What the hell was going on over here while I was walking back?
I was trying to play a little video here on the opening match, as Ivan so nicely sent us his nice video package, and KJ just comes on in. So make himself welcome, I guess, as always, here on the GCW World Podcast.
And he's right. The cage is up already, just to let everyone know. So if you're really looking forward to that cage match, that's going to be the first match of the night. Really try to tune in there if you can for that one. I don't know. Is this going to be the finale, you think?
I don't know. If it sounds like Sam has his way, he might want to keep on getting his hands on to KJ. But KJ said this might be it. He might just outsmart him and be done with him and move on to bigger and better things. As he said, the GCW World Championship.
Oh, we got some people in here, by the way. I haven't had a chance to say anything yet, but
yeah, you got
a long scroll,
what you're trying to do.
I'm so sorry. I'm not going to go through all those. No, listen, honestly, for everyone that is tuning in tonight, thank you so much. We thought this would be fun. Again, we're just fans. We had less than 5 or 6 listeners just a couple years ago, and out of love, we were fortunate enough to be able to do this.
Yeah.
And you're hearing this. There's some crazy stuff going on over here. I hear somebody making noise.
Oh, here we go.
Who is it?
We got another one here. This one's going to be a lot nicer there. I'm like, oh, maybe I won't make some noise.
Oh, this is my cameo. I'm getting my 2 seconds of fame right now, you son of a bitch. We're cursing too. Fuck the world.
I'm winning this title. Fuck you guys.
Oh, there it is. Thank you so much, Redacted.
More words of confidence from another challenger tonight, as Dr. Redacted is going against Matt Tremont for the U. the title. And do we think this is the night? It will be a new champion.
You know, I'm thrown off from Redacted. I'll be honest with you. That was a lot of fun right there. That was unexpected love.
Yeah. No, definitely did not expect to see Redacted come barging in the way, but he's in a good mood for his title match tonight. That's good to hear that he recovered from the craziness from last night with Dr. Janela and Beardozer. Sorry.
Beardozer. That was a wild match that I wish we really would have had here in L.A., but Arizona was lucky enough to get that one. So
the Nile still is standing tall, I guess. We'll hear from Raleigh getting his first hand recounts from the live show from Friday night, and he will be joining us on Tuesday, and we'll see if how much damage was done at the end of the Nile Theater last night.
Well, then I just want to run into this one real quick here. Our second match, we have Oro versus Jack Cartwheel. What's your thoughts on that one?
It's going to be a strong match. Oro had a very good opening GCW match last night, and surprisingly, Marcus Mathers picked up the victory. So I'm wondering just how Oro is going to come out tonight. Jack Cartwheel had been on the rise. We kind of talked to him a little bit before. He's excited. He's very happy with his momentum going into this match. So him going against Oro is a big name for Jack Cartwheel tonight.
Yeah, I saw Jack in there. He's really pumped. Ever since we've seen Jack go over to the WWE through that ID program, he's just been on another level. And this is the first time I'd seen him in a couple months. He's even bigger than the last time I seen him. And he was bigger the time before that. So, I mean, Jack Cartwheel's on the rise. Oro, this is going to be the first time I've seen Oro live, so I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah, I see someone in the corner. I'm going to try to see if I can flag him in a second or not. But, yeah. So, also, I just want to ask people, is the sound okay? Is everything all right? We're literally on the outside of the building here at the UCC, right where, like... everything seems to be doing good, so we just want to say thanks, everybody, for tuning in and just jumping in here.
Notice the Doc shirt. Doc is a plane walker.
Oh, yeah, they saw that? Oh, man. I'm still thrown off. That was wild. Yeah, we see some GCW LA now. This is beautiful. We just, like we were saying before, when you go to LA or some of these other places, the GCW family is large, so intimate enough to where you can start to really know some of these people if you keep showing up. And in LA, we've seen that so much. We know these front rows so well, and we're looking forward to meeting who we haven't seen yet. So,
yeah, there's a couple names here we haven't seen in a while. Bear Bronson, we're going to see in LA tonight, and we'll talk about later against Vance Warner. But next match is one called Manders versus with a big win last night over Oro, and same can be said for Manders picking up a win as well. So this is going to be an interesting matchup. Both of them have a lot of momentum going into tonight.
Oh, so which one were we just on? Because we just
Manders versus Mathers.
Okay, so I just talked to Mathers in there again. Same thing with the WWE ID program. He is just on fire right now. He has just a good positive glow around him. I don't think I have a better way to really put that right now. It is incredible. Manders, man, I feel like I like to just say, like, that's our champion. I don't have a better way to put it. I'm not saying GCW. It's just when he walks in the ring, he's got that 24 karat gold thing going on, and it's just beautiful. And yeah, he just looks like gold. I don't think there's a better way to put it. Who do you think wins this one tonight?
So I was going to ask you, did you happen to see any of last night's show?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I didn't, obviously. Okay. I listened to it, but and saw a little bit here. But Manders with the karaoke last night. I enjoyed him stepping up to have an MLD's entrance. So I think last night Manders had his fun, and I think tonight Manders has a very serious matchup against Marcus Mathers.
That is so wild. Look at this. So many people. Wow. Show.
Good to see you, man. How you doing? Man.
So another one I have here: Matt Cardona versus Man Like Darius. What are your thoughts on that one?
That one's going to be a tough one, I think, for Cardona, man. Like Darius, same thing as we're talking about. Have a lot of momentum going into this one. Cardona, coming off of the last time we saw him, has a lot of more issues going on around him with Karrion Kross and some other people. So it's going to be very interesting to see if Man Like Darius could keep up the momentum and pick up the win against Cardona.
Yeah, I don't know if it showed up on camera or not, but Darius was taking some promo pictures in the parking lot, and I can't wait to actually see what those look like. So if anybody... has an eye out there. He was taking some on a motorcycle, I think I saw. I don't want to spoil it, but it just looks so cool. But yeah, while we were out there with Sam, I saw him over there. So yeah, look forward to something with that, because Mr. Hollywood and his championship were out there, you know, getting his picture taken in LA.
He's enjoying the not 0-1-2-1 weather.
Well, then what about Atticus Kogar versus LA local and favorite Vipers?
So I'm a lot more intrigued going into this match tonight more than I was going into it, because last night Vipers showed that she is willing to get dirty with Atticus. It's not going to be a clean wrestling match. She got all the tools out and weapons out for it, and I think she's definitely going to need it tonight against Atticus. And I think it was Castle that made comment on even last night Atticus's match, how much he really is thinking about his opponent, or in the back of his mind worried about Mason, Slade, and now a possibly third person. Slade is picking up, rising from the dead there.
Well, I'll tell you what, when it comes to Vipers, you said you hadn't seen the Arizona show yet. Wait until you see the match with Vipers versus Brittany Brooks.
I heard she got crazy.
Unexpectedly better than they were asked to be. It's just, it freaking delivered. It's one of those ones where it could have definitely been higher up on the card and it would have carried just as well. But wow, yeah, they've really torn it up. She's really torn it up. And yeah, Atticus, the one who likes to we have to watch.
We're talking about Atticus here. He's keeping an eye out. I'm watching out just in case Mason is here. We already had KJ running. I don't need Mason on me as well.
No. Yeah. We're lucky that really hasn't happened yet. Okay. So what are we looking at here? Joey Janela versus Starboy Charlie. What are your thoughts on that one?
I think Starboy took a beating last night from Atticus. So we'll see how much it plays in tonight. But Janela had that crazy main event as well last night. And we saw kind of all four competitors here wearing the effects of the craziness from the Nile. So it's going to be a good one. See a test of attrition and see which one comes out on top. I'm kind of hoping for Starboy Charlie here. Pick up a big win and get some momentum over a big name like Joey Janela at Homecoming LA.
And just to remind everyone, this is Starboy Charlie territory out here in LA. So if you really want to see a crowd behind a wrestler, this is where you're going to see it for Starboy Charlie. I don't think you're going to see that in San Diego. You won't see that in Las Vegas. LA is where Starboy generally always pops off. With Janela, he had that hardcore match last night, and that was wild.
And him wearing the scrubs as Dr. Janela, that was interesting. And yeah, he went through, I'd say, a little bit more war than Starboy did, but Starboy did take the after-match beating from Atticus, so they're both going to be wearing the effects from last night, that's for sure.
Yeah, this... Dude, it's just exciting. It's really exciting. I keep seeing different people coming in. It's like, oh my gosh, familiar face. I think people have seen me doing this like 100 times with people. This is wonderful out here. Okay, so we had a chance, or at least I had a chance to talk to both of these guys just a little bit here. We had Mance Warner versus Bear Bronson. Bear is hyped. I know Mance is doing his thing. He's focused, but Bear is hyped.
The LA vibe. I don't know outside of GCW if he's wrestled here, but this is the first time GCW crowd in the UCC. So he's already has that vibe. He just knows that this is going to be a different beats, just like how AC was. And I hope he's able to kind of put his nerves aside as he did in AC and deliver a banger. And with Mance, this one probably has a chance to go all over the place. And it's going to be kind of like the main event last night at the Nile Theater.
Well, it's going to be beautiful because we haven't really experienced Bear. And Bear hasn't experienced LA fans yet. So I'm really, really looking forward to seeing how that's all really going to go down. You know what? Just for fun, I was going to say there's got to be a couple fan questions at some point that we could always talk about or look up just for a second. Because otherwise, I feel like we're going to go through these matches a little too quick. And I know there's so many people in here. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I guess a lot of rip knees. I survived so far. I guess we'll start here. Your smile, can't wait for the cage match. Your boy KJ is on
match
another
one.
Level right now. He's
match
got
number
that,
one.
He's got that energy going, and yeah, match one, he's gonna let it all out here. Lolcows, yeah, we are live here. We're not going, someone asked earlier, that's what I was trying to look for, if we're gonna be a whole hour. We're not going a whole hour, we're probably gonna go to 7:30 tonight. John's got his nice front row seats. We gotta take down everything and get ready, and so he can enjoy the show. But yeah, we're going to go to 7:30. Got a little bit longer here. There we go. Pre-show.
No, yeah.
We're on YouTube right now. Yeah, oh, yeah. Main show's on Trilla. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Correct. So, yeah. We have the pre-show for right now, like B was saying, about 7:30, where we're going to probably cut it off from here. And then we're going to kind of pack it in so that everybody has a chance to get in front of their televisions or get in their seats to watch the show tonight. Yeah.
Reed.
What do you got here?
No, yeah, something new and interesting. That's what I was about to say. Reed, yeah, it's been very fun and interesting setting it all up. And then now I'll be able to see everybody come in and see the energy kind of on this side of it instead of being on that side in the lines. It's been fun to see. Hopefully you guys have been enjoying it. Yeah, this was kind of a put together last minute thing. So hopefully next time we'll have, we got everything set up now. We'll be able to hopefully go a little bit longer here.
And thanks to Brett. Yes, I might be one to also make sure to say that too, but thanks to Brett for believing in us. We're just fans. And I think it's important that people kind of know that, Brett does believe in people. This isn't one of these things where it's just no. He believes in us, and we're very thankful for that. We've put in a lot of hard work here, and no shit, there's no way we would have seen this 3 years ago at all. So, yeah, we're here because, Brett believes in us enough and believes in the fans, and the heart of GCW are the fans, and he made sure he impressed that upon us, and here we are.
Yeah, and big shout-out to Ash, too. Help us
troubleshooting
everything, and always got shout-out Ash as well. And shout
and
out
the family.
Yes, I was just about to say, shout out John's family with a lot of key saves tonight to help us go running live here. Thank you guys. John, Frankie's already mad at you stealing his gimmick. Sorry, man.
Sorry.
We're just trying to catch up on some of these chats here, see if there's anything else we could talk about. That video from KJ, that was perfect choice of music there. Good call, Ishmael.
Thank you, Ivan. Always putting together great videos, which also why I have a chance. Thank you to Ivan for putting together that awesome commercial that we now have for the podcast that you're seeing on GCW TV.
Yes. Thank you. That was a cool thing to hear again last time. I was like, I didn't see it, but I heard it, and it was awesome to hear it again. Where are we at here?
Yeah. So
chat's going to, sorry. I survived Reed. There we go.
Yeah.
Right. You would think the steel cage would favor Stackhouse. Oh, it would be in Stackhouse's favorite. KJ probably going to get this.
Well, so that's interesting because, this is kind of a time game, too. If Stackhouse don't shut it down early, he could get gassed. And then we're looking at KJ just running the cage like a puppy with too small of a cage. Like just,
climbing the cage like another P word I don't want to say live on YouTube. But
I see some high flying tonight. I think I see some high flying tonight.
Yeah.
Do you think Sam's going to pull out something?
Last time we saw a cage match, Juicy Finale, I think, tried some crazy moonsault. Sam Stackhouse could absolutely do that. I hope he squishes Cager.
Yeah. Well, oh my goodness. Yeah, you're finding more stuff here. Yeah,
I guess I'm way behind. I'm way back there. So catch
the chat. Well, you guys are seeing chat. Chat is insane right now. Thank you so much for jumping
in. Oh, here we go. That's what I was looking for. John here. With the lack of belt defenses tonight, will this show live up to the homecoming name?
That's a rough one right now.
I feel the energy feels different than a normal LA show. Absolutely. The energy is fine. The talent, as we saw, Bears excited. A lot of the talent is excited to be here tonight for homecoming. And there's a lot of big matchups. And I haven't seen much, but I could probably going to see some surprises here tonight. And I am excited for it to live up to homecoming name just based off of the energy and what I feel right now from the crowd and talent.
Oh, my goodness. So let's go over a couple matches here because we're going to be jumping out of here quickly. We talked about Mance. We have two more matches to talk about. We have Frankie Kazarian versus Jordan Oliver. What are your thoughts on that match?
Someone made a comment on commentary last night. I think it was Emil talking about first singles match for Jordan in a while as we've been seeing him as a tag competitor with Alec. And they were talking about if they're going to kind of, now that they lost the belts, do we see Alec and Jordan go their separate way as a team, or are they stronger than ever? And Jordan said they're stronger than ever. So I'm excited to see what Jordan has tonight based off of last night's great match with Jack, but his energy as a singles player to prove a point that losing the belt with Alec was a fluke and they should definitely not be on the clowns in JCW.
I don't even know what to add to that. That's actually such a complete statement here. Yeah. You're a big Jordan fan. Jordan's on the rise, Ring of Honor right now, doing everything you would hope that he's doing, which is upward trajectory. So there we go. That was loud. We've been pretty good on traffic and sound. Let's go to this last one here again. We only have a couple more minutes. The GCW Ultraviolent Tag Team. No, sorry. Ultraviolent Championship Deathmatch. Oh,
Ultraviolent Tag Team.
Oh, that I like Ultraviolent Tag Team.
We'll save that for Tuesday.
All right. So, yeah, our champion Matt Tremont is going to go against Dr. Redacted. Do you think that's the main event?
I think with the cage match opening it, yeah, I think that makes sense to for the title, only title defense on the card. And yeah, I just now realize most of these matches are all singles matches tonight. So just makes sense to end the night with a title defense. Do you think this is the night? As I was kind of saying earlier, Tremont loses it, or do you think the reign of the bulldozer continues on?
The Bear Dozer.
That's a great question. I don't know. In homecoming fashion, I kind of hope there's some form of a championship change. I even thought that maybe Effie would drop here and we have a new champion tonight. I don't know. Everything's up in the air. Brett has held his cards very close online and, you know, with others to a point to where we don't know what to expect tonight. At all.
I mean, just in general, we don't know what to expect from Dr. Redacted, as you saw earlier. I think right here, I think the energy that Redacted has right now, and we've talked about on the show, his entrances have always felt like Nick Gage. But yeah, him right now, the way he's moving last night and tonight, I think this will be a good change of pace and a good thing for homecoming if Dr. Redacted is able to. But if not, Tremont leading heading into tournament season coming up here as still champion is going to be a lot of fun as well.
Well, should we say hi over here while we have a chance? You don't have to be, have to be shy.
We got a nice guest here.
Come on in for a second, bud.
Folks.
You're right here. That's here through YouTube. And then there's Twitter and Twitch, blah, blah, blah. So
what's up, folks? It's LA homecoming night. It's the UCC. Here in Los Angeles, this is our second home. How many times have we been here at the UCC? Do you know?
That's why you got me with a trick one there.
I knew this like a month ago, but I forgot the answer.
Just add one.
Yeah. Oh, what's up? These are all the people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chat's just been rolling.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's everybody thinking about the show tonight?
Oh, man. The excitement's high. KJ, I think, let it out that the cage match will be the first one of the night.
Was you had KJ Orso over here?
Yeah, KJ came over here and crashed it on Brandon.
Fuck that guy.
Cut a what? Couple minute promo. Just boom.
Wow.
Beautiful.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I came up to see how things were going at the door. But who's got questions? Anybody?
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, now's a great time.
Hit me with some questions right now.
You've got the man.
If you have any. I don't know if you even have any.
There. I gave it to
you. Oh, you beat Stephen A. to the soundboard.
What's up, man? Perch is over
hold
here.
Hold up, Perch. You're next.
Yeah. We're just chilling, guys. LA is hopping tonight. You can really feel it around here. The energy is just wild. It's beautiful.
It is 10 years of GCW and like 8 years of GCW in Los Angeles. What do we got? When is San Diego getting back in the loop? Sometime. Will GCW come back to Maryland? Yes.
World title news. Ooh.
I think we need to hear from Effie. You don't have to hide him.
Nothing tonight, though. Correct.
Oh, you didn't hide him. My bad. Oh, you made him. Oh, I'm learning how this works. Okay. I thought you hit him, but you were emphasizing him.
Who would you like to see face Tremont?
Best. Was he asking us?
Yeah. Is there someone maybe?
I want to see Tremont versus Dr. Redacted. Tonight.
Right here. Brett, why is
tonight's main event is Tremont versus Dr. Redacted for the Ultraviolent title. So I'm being told that things may get a little crazier than usual here at the UCC.
just as you say that.
Yep. But I do have a phone call here from Jordan Castle that I have to take, folks.
No, you're good.
Why don't you bring Perch in?
Brett, thank you so much for everything.
I'll come back if I can. Perch.
What a night. There we go. And One of the bestest referees ever, Dan Perch, is here with us. How you doing, Dan?
Doing great. We're out here in L.A. Thank you guys for having me.
This is beautiful. It's really nice. I was wondering if I was going to see you. It's really nice to see you out here.
Yeah, absolutely blessed. Anytime GCW comes out to the West Coast, I love coming along. I like the beaches out here. I like the people, great food, and some of the best professional wrestling in the entire world right here at the Ukrainian Cultural Center.
And you are working tonight, right?
Yeah, we'll be reffing. We'll be calling the action right down the middle and trying to contain all the wild chaos that we're going to see here at GCW Homecoming.
Well, we talk about all the performers, but we haven't talked about all of them. Who else is refereeing tonight besides yourself?
Tonight with the referee crew, we've got referee Chad Rico from San Diego. We've got referee Scarlett Donovan from right here in Los Angeles, California. We've got referee Maximum Reconnaissance from Indiana. And myself, referee Perch from Milwaukee.
I don't think we've seen Max this far west in a long time. He's more regional, right? Usually Midwest?
Yeah, Max Recon is a true road warrior. He travels up and down the entire country with his job and his family. So when it comes to professional wrestling and when it's in the area that he's around, he's always going to make it. So he was out on the West Coast, and he made sure to make the loop to Phoenix and L.A. And sometimes as referees, we can't make every show for some reason. But we know we have a strong team, and we know we have each other's backs. So it makes moments like this a little extra special when someone like Max Recon is able to come to Los Angeles for the first time in a few years.
You know, there was a fan here, Fajita Colon. What a name. Ask Perch, what match are you most excited for tonight?
Wow, tonight. Let's say that Jordan Oliver right now, Big Breakfast, is on a monster run. This may be his 13th match in a row, almost 2 full weeks worth of a match every single day. Right now, he's going the limit, going the distance against Frankie Kazarian. Frankie, no stranger to the Ukrainian Cultural Center and GCW. So tonight, we know that he's going to bring it and really take Jordan to the test and see if Jordan can go the distance. My money is on Jordo just because I've seen him working. I've seen him put in all that work, bettering his body. He's stronger. He's on top of his game mentally, physically, emotionally. Him and Busta right now as a tag team are true students of the game. So they're pushing each other to the next limit. And the next level. So to see Jordo out here tonight against Frankie Kazarian, I'm so stoked for that match. So win or lose, you know he's going to bring his A game and put in his studying time to make this match special.
Speaking of studying time, this is one of those matches where, you know, Frankie's going to probably teach Jordan something and Jordan's going to come out better for the match. That's what I'm really looking forward to, is the better Jordan on the other side, because win or lose, as long as he comes out with something, he's won.
Just like Jordan and Jay Lethal's match in Ring of Honor.
There we are.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially for all of us students of the business. Someone is lending a hand to us and helping us work up to their level. Meanwhile, we're extending our hand to somebody else and helping them work up to whatever level we're on. So to see Jordan in an opportunity like this tonight, he's going to learn and grow from it, as well as someone like myself is going to learn and grow from it, whether I'm watching it or studying it from the monitor or refereeing the match inside the ring. It has an effect on everybody around who wants to learn from the moments that we create here.
We are fortunate, all of us. We're all very fortunate.
Yeah, and the fans get the best experience. Right? We feed off of the fans. And the fans here in Los Angeles and really all across the country love GCW. So we feel it when we're inside the ring and when we're outside the ring greeting fans at the doors. We can feel that energy, and it rocks throughout the whole nation and the whole world. So it's special to be a part of.
Perch, I'll say thank you so much because I don't want to take more from you. Is there anything else you wanted to say, though? Is there anybody you want to say hello to or whatnot?
Yeah, I'd just like to say thank you for everybody tuning in to GCW and Game Changing World podcast. We love what we do, and we feed off of the passion of professional wrestling. There's professional wrestling out there for everybody to enjoy. So find what you like. Search it, study it. We can all celebrate pro wrestling together. And we're going to do it right here tonight at the GCW Homecoming in Los Angeles.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dan. Seriously, we love you so much, bud. Appreciate you.
Blessing. Enjoy the show, guys.
Oh, we'll ride your butt inside. Don't worry. We'll be all over you tonight.
Keep me honest out there. Keep me honest.
Yeah. If those kick pads aren't done right, it's over. Those corners aren't kicked in right. All right, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Perch, for your time. Thank you, Brett, for your time.
So what do we got here? We've got 20 minutes until the show starts. We said we were going to go till 7:30. We said we were going to start earlier, too. Listen, guys, this is our first time doing it. It was just incredible that we were able to sit here and do this. The good news is we know exactly what to do next time when the ball falls on our court again here.
Yeah, so, seems like Brett,
like I'm supposed to be over here, but Redacted pushed my ass into the corner.
Yeah, I already ate shit in this chair once tonight. I don't feel like doing it again here. Yeah, after KJ came in over, kind of scooted me out of the way, and Dr. Redacted knocking us out of the way with his energy. I survived, at least. The chair survived. A good old UCC chair survived. At least I won't be sitting in this tonight.
You might not survive, but the chair still lives.
I guess I have to find out what I'm doing tonight. Yeah, that's been awesome, though. You saw Brett seemed to enjoy it. Urge, talent seemed to enjoy this. So hopefully this will be something, again, we could do either in L.A. or somewhere else. But thank you all so much. Found, thank you for coming in. Everybody, thank you guys so much. Dave Record, that would be a shock. Sorry, Reed.
Yeah, shocker.
Maybe next time. Maybe on the 20th anniversary of GCW Homecoming, we could get David Arquette here.
But, yeah, the way things are going right now, this is a first trial. You know how things are. But I feel like, I mean, I'm hoping everybody can kind of sense there is a lot of energy in this place. We have people showing up. Please, if you like this, either post through GCW or let Brett know that you enjoyed even having just a little pre-show. This is just the start. We could go longer. We could do more. Again, we're just thankful that we have the opportunity. I can't believe that we were given this opportunity as fans. So thank you so much for tuning in with us. We're going to grow this.
Yes.
Some way or another, we're going to try to find ways to grow this. I feel like this was a success, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, and yeah, I think what you said, what you guys said, everyone bug Brett, bug GCW, that you want to see more live pre-shows, a lot of shows or whatever shows you want, but hopefully we'll grow from here, and this was very fun, and thank you all for coming in here, and you guys have been awesome. Thank you, guys.
The banner, I think, has 43 signatures, so I think that's what it's at. Because they're everywhere, and some of them are hard
to see.
Who's
this doctor?
Yeah, that's Dr. Blank. Fuck you.
Is that Dr. Janella?
Yeah. All right, well, again, we're all friends. We're all family. It's nice that we were able to check in from here. I feel like we were able to just make a phone call to you. So thank you so much for everything. You want to cue us up there, and we'll go ahead and call this one as Bad Boy of Night. We got a wonderful show to get in there for. Thank you so much. And long
live
GCW. Thank you so much.
Enjoy, everyone.
Love you. Good night.